Ah, yes. Hello, my fellow friends. Welcome back to my last podcast of the year. Yet it is quite special. It's been a very long year. Next year is going to be quite special. I'm going to start it off with an awesome guest that I've been talking about for a while. Yes, you know your name. You know who you are. You know that you're going to be my first guest ever on my podcast. I think I just had a stroke. So we're going to make it very, very, very special. I'm going to ask him the hard-hitting questions. I'm like, what inspires you, sir, to do the things that you do? And the only answer that he's going to have is it comes right out of his brain. Unless he has some kind of wire and somebody is feeding him answers. That's the only explanation that I can think of. And yes, right now I am currently door dashing. Because I don't have to be to work until 12 o'clock, I say. 12 o'clock. In the afternoon. So I'm just going to drive around in my car, doing my podcast, trying to make lots and lots of money. I hope you all understand that I need to make lots of money, because this world is not cheap anymore, and therefore I shall make money. But for now, I'm going to take a left turn, making sure there's no one here that I'm going to smack into, making sure that my light is green, as I drive down this road called Patton Avenue. If you don't know what it is or where it's at, you shall look it up and you will see that it is in Asheville, North Carolina. And yes, I did say Asheville, not Nashville. Asheville starts with an A, not an N. And it's not in Tennessee. I'm in North Carolina. Anyways, I hope that y'all have a wonderful, or had a wonderful Christmas. Christmas around here is like pretty awesome, I guess. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. I just like saying the word Christmas. You can be like Jim Carrey with the Grinch. Max, I hate Christmas. Christmas sucks. Max, where's my sleigh, Max? No, no, no. We don't hate Christmas. I was just doing a scene from The Grinch with Jim Carrey, who is no longer making films, who no longer wants to make films. He does do art, but no more films for Mr. Jim Carrey. Oh my gosh, the car wash is open. Oh, I should have went. Oh, now I gotta turn around, go back up, come back down, turn around, come back down. It's just too much. Just too much. Well, anyways, the new year is amongst us. It's about time to start 2023. I hope that all of you have your new year's resolutions ready and ready to go. I don't have mine yet. Well, I do. I just don't want to tell you. Just kidding, I'll tell you. Oh. 8:25 for 11 miles. I don't think so. That means I'll have to do a U-ey somewhere, turn around, come back down, turn around, come back down. No, thank you. I'm gonna go towards Weaverville, where my work is. Maybe I can get some answers there. Like, hey, what to say? Nothing Wrong song. Hey, what the hey? Somebody done somebody wrong song. Just kidding. Just kidding. You know, this being my last podcast for this year is pretty awesome. My analytics is in. This one's not going to be on it, I don't believe. Speed says 50. Why are we doing 45? Oh my. Let's go. You people don't understand the speed limit. If it says 45, you do 65. Come on. It says 55, you do 75. Don't you know analytics with the highway? No? Well, I will teach you. Yes, some days you might get a speeding ticket for going too fast. But that's beside the point. Just think, every speeding ticket you get, you're giving the government your money. And then they are putting that money towards the roads to fix them. Ha ha ha, just kidding. That is not true. The government will take your money, but they will not fix the roads. On next episode of What Will the Government Do With Your Money? After you pay your speeding fines, I think the officer only makes $2.75 on the ticket. That's what I've been told, and I've seen it myself. I think it's very true. Anyways, back to me. That guy, he's annoying. He's so annoying, I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm on here now. Everybody who's driving on the roads, please be careful with the black ice. Any regular ice that you can't see is so scary, especially on the highway.
Oh my, this is gonna be a great one. This one's gonna be cool. Every time I look in my rearview mirror, I'm looking at a cool-looking dude.
A Grand Wagoneer. Oh my.
What do you think about the Grand Wagoneers? Are they cool? I've heard a lot of negative things about the Wagoneers. I haven't heard a lot of positive things about the Wagoneers. Of course, I've only talked to a mechanic and one owner. Even the owner said, I have not been able to drive my Wagoneer because it's been in the shop longer than I've owned it. I don't think that's right. I think when you get a new vehicle, you should at least be able to drive it at least 30 days before it needs to go to the shop. Not right when you drive it off the lot and it decreases the value. That is not what buying a new car should feel like. That's why I buy used cars, because I know they run. Used cars got there because somebody drove them there. Yeah, they may have their minor problems every now and then, but you still know the sucker runs. It's been driving for that many miles.
Anyway, this is quite fun. A sheepy hero. Get on.
Ah, this guy in his work truck. You work for T-Mobile? I don't think so. Anyways, I was just going to get on here and say, if you're in Weaverville and you have a T-Mobile account, please stop by our store. We can help you. Oh, $21. Except, it doesn't matter how many miles it is, I'll just turn around and go the other way. Early girl.
I'm an early girl. I'm gonna rule your world.
Anyways, new characters are coming in here. I know y'all probably don't want to hear this fella, but he's really cool. He's a cool cat. My mouth is dry. I need to drink some coffee. Excuse me one second while I take a chug of my coffee. But I just got a DoorDash order for $21. And I'll be damned if I'm not going to take it. It would have been nice to get it when I was back that way a few miles. But that's okay. We'll just get off exit 21 here, turn our butts around.
In half a mile, take exit 21 for New Stock Road.
And go get this order. It's an early girl. It's a breakfast place. I'm thinking it's going to be a big order. A big old order.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. You don't know the half exit of it. 21. Hey, exit 21. You take exit 21. Don't tell me what to do. You filthy animal.
Yeah.
In 800 feet, turn left onto New Stock Road.
Why do you keep
turn left
telling
onto
me
New
what
Stock
to do?
Road, then use the right lane to take
why
the
must you keep
South
telling
Road?
Me what I need to do? I can see the map. You don't need to continue telling me how to run this show.
Only turn when the light is green. Anyways, so this is going to be my last podcast this year. So I encourage. I gotta turn this heat off. I am burning up. It's 31 degrees. 31 degrees. It's 31 degrees.
That lady looked like she was confused and dazed. You know the movie Dazed and Confused?
Use the right lane to take the US 19 South Rim.
Take the US 19 South Rim. Oh, snow. Where the hell did all this snow come from? What the Sam hell?
Sorry. I didn't mean to say the H word. I didn't mean to say the H word. Now I gotta get on the highway. I gotta pay attention. Or I'm not on my crash. Come on, let's go, everybody. Come on. Knock that gas and don't hit the bone. It's long gone before we get home. Sitting here all alone. I heard you were trying to be a really cool guy. Didn't know that you would be learning how to fly. I'm learning on the road again. I hope you'll be my friend. All the way down to the end, to the end of time. Didn't cost me a dime. I long for the heartache and long for the soul. No one ever said that it was too far to go. If I ever acknowledge on this road of mine, I'm gonna keep on riding till the night. Away we go. That was a little taste of a song I'm not writing. And I don't write many songs at all. I just feel like blurting out some days what I feel like singing. Like today. It's long gone on the train back home. That thing keeps on chugging along. It goes mighty power, lost without an hour of time. Sitting here drinking all red wine, talking about good times that we used to have. Up in these hills we find everything we can to do, 'cause all we do is work in the coal mines. My daddy used to say, boy, you need to find your own way. So I picked up a shovel and started digging a hole, until I ran into that black stuff that we call coal. We call that a poor man's gold. That coal's been there, it's so damn old. It runs this world. Everybody wants to get rid of the only thing that we have. Everybody, come on, man, don't feel so bad. I gave you plenty of room. Sorry, that guy ruined my song, man. It's been a long time waiting on the highway again. She said, I just don't want to be more than friends. I said, I really suck because I started loving you. I hope you know what the hell you're going to do. I might be a really cool guy, but I know I'm going to sit here and cry.
US 23 exit toward West Asheville.
US 23 exit towards Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, I'm done singing. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyways, not much going on. I got me a really cool drone for Christmas. So there's some footage that's gonna be happening. Yeah. Rock on. Rock on. Rock on. Anyways, I think my time here is almost done. I got about 4 minutes before I arrive to my final destination. I hope y'all have an awesome New Year's, and I hope you had an awesome Christmas. And I'll go out with this. I wish you the best in the world. I hope you find everything you're looking for. And do me a favor, take a shot of that moonshine. 'Cause I'm running behind. I'm all out of my shine. And I'm running way behind. Anyways, y'all have an awesome day. Come back and see me now.